Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow, and I always listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
First name, mister. Middle name, period. Last name, Kane.
Hi, I'm Kylie. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to The Chris Moyles Show.
Don't make me mad.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Morning. 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 Thank you, Jimmoan. Have a wonderful weekend. And off you, like this.
See you Monday!
That's what she's like in real life.
She's a broadcaster.
What?
She's a broadcaster.
What does that mean?
She's got a nice broadcasting voice.
Do you mean a fake voice?
No.
That's what you mean, don't you?
No, I don't.
She's got a fake radio voice,
nope.
Is that what you're saying? It's like a phone voice.
Got a nice broadcasting voice.
I was sitting with my friend the other day in the pub having a few beers, and every time his phone rang, I could tell whether it was a friend, somebody at his work, or somebody very important, i.e. a client. Because his voice would change.
Will's like that. Will has a telephone voice.
Oh, his telephone voice is awful. Hello? Oh, yeah, hi. Thanks for calling back. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. What do you want about touch base with you? Well, if it's one of his mates going to fancy nipping out for a couple of hours in the afternoon for a pint, he'll go, hello? All right. Yeah. Bye. Clunk.
Do I put a different voice on when I do the radio?
Yeah.
Is that the same as my telephone voice?
No, that voice you're doing there...
Is my radio.
Isn't the, I'm talking to somebody important, I'll pretend to be posh voice.
Right. Is it not the same voice that I talk to you, like, in the kitchen?
No, because there's less profanity.
This is true.
Yeah. Gotta be honest with you.
But you also have a voiceover voice as well.
Oh, I do have one of those, Dave, yeah.
Let's hear your voiceover voice for The Learning Zone.
Welcome to The Learning Zone.
That's the only job he's ever done. It doesn't work with Asda price. Try it with that.
Asda, prices are down.
You see, that just sounds wrong.
I'll smack your ass and do it at the same time.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, here we go.
Leave that crap at home, kinky weirdo. 6:57, good morning. I'll crash the vocal. Oh. Arse. Rubbish.
Just another pretty face to see. It's all over town. Knocking on down.
Flashdance Deep Dish from Radio 1, so good morning. It's Friday already!
Hooray!
Tell you what, I need this weekend. Massively need it.
I'm knackered this week.
I saw Pete Tong yesterday afternoon. Really threw me. I didn't know what time of day it was. Are you ready for the weekend, Pete? Shoot your face, it's Thursday afternoon, so. Anyway, the weekend is here now. Chili Peppers, Destiny's Child, Scissor Sisters, Franz Ferdinand, all coming up in the next half hour, plus Buzz Off after news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 7 o'clock.
A school suspends 40 pupils for mass bullying.
And the Toon Army march on in Europe.
BBC Radio 1.
Or else it's supposed to be very drizzly. Radio Newsbeat's just gone 3 minutes past seven.
What was that?
I turned it off and it did the bib-bib again.
It did the bib-bib?
Yeah.
It definitely did bib-bib.
I apologise for that.
Right, what time is it again?
It's 3 minutes past seven.
Hey, we're off and plodding.
What's the bib-bib?
When he switches... Did you not hear it?
I heard it, but I don't know what it is.
When he switches the machine off, it wants to start playing another jingle. So it goes, beep, beep, like that.
Beep, beep. So, yeah, it's like a
BBC.
Beep. Yeah.
Radio beep, beep. News, please. It doesn't go, beep, beep. It's not Roadrunner. Beep, beep.
See, now it's off and it's fine.
Pardon?
It's off now and it's fine.
Yeah, it will generally be fine when it's switched off.
That's what I'm before. When I went to switch it off, it went bibbit.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just put it down to your fault and we'll move on.
Oh, okay then.
Okay. See, no bibbit from Carrie at all.
That's true.
She's bibbit free. Nice to see your face back on again, by the way. Face full of makeup today.
I know. I was looking a bit rough this morning, so I need it.
This morning? Because you were looking rough the other day. Woo! And he came in without a stitch on. The makeup-wise, obviously. He's naked. It's freezing out there. So what's on your coat? No, you're looking very well. Do you have a heavy weekend planned or a light weekend?
It's going to be quite heavy. One of my best friends is getting married on Saturday.
Oh.
It's a wedding then, yeah?
Yeah.
God, you're good, Dave. You are like
so
Magnum PI.
This morning.
Hey, murder, he wrote. Dave on his scooter going down that little lagoon. It's the opening title, doesn't matter. So, where's the wedding?
It's in, just outside Guildford.
Ah, nice.
In Surrey.
Yeah. I apologise. What are you doing for the weekend? Great. And Will? Brilliant. So, it looks like everybody's really going to be letting their hair down.
I'm doing something trendy, so I should say. What? I'm going to see Snow Patrol in Birmingham.
Are you?
Yeah.
You?
Me.
You're going to see Snow Patrol?
Yeah.
You?
Me.
You?
Me.
What?
I'm going to see Snow Patrol in Birmingham.
How?
Like a gig and stuff.
How?
Well, I've got, like, the record company, I phoned them up and bought some tickets from them.
You phoned them up and said you wanted tickets?
Yes. And they only had two left.
You did?
I did, yes.
Who is she?
Who?
You're taking a woman, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to go and see Snow Patrol?
Yeah.
You've never heard of Snow Patrol?
I have.
No, you haven't. Name their album.
Don't.
Name one of their singles.
No, I can't.
Right. Sing any of their songs ever. Right, exactly.
No, I mean, it'll come to me when I'm there.
Yeah.
They'll be familiar when I'm there, because we play a lot of them, you know.
Do they do "Why Does It Always Rain On Me"? No, Will, shut up.
Okay. No, that's Oasis.
I've got gig tickets coming up soon.
For what?
Well, I was just making a note of some of the gigs I've seen recently that include, you know, and use the word gig broadly. Groove Armada, U2, Keane, Primal Scream, Travis, and I came into work this morning and the tickets were sitting on my desk for this particular concert.
What concert?
Will Young, live at Wembley Arena. Make it evergreen,
You going?
Well, I just had a thought about it. When's the gig?
I think it's Monday.
Yeah, that's where our problems begin.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you honestly...
Well, Leighton's going to be furious.
Well, yeah, he might be furious. Monday night, we play Rotherham on Sky Sports. So, Will Young or Leeds United, what would you go for?
Will Young.
Will Young.
Leeds United.
It's a toss-up between the two, isn't it?
Well, no, I wouldn't have done that. I'd either do one or the other. But have a think and get back to me.
The football season's back again. Chris still loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy, is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe Chris will have his day. He'll bring his boots to every game and may just get to play. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath. Okay, you know, it's almost a distant memory, me coming on the air in this studio with you and not having a cold. Do you remember, there was I think we got a couple of months away where we're all fine, none of us were ill. I've got a cold, you've got a bit of a cold. Rachel's off, signed off work for a week.
I just seem to have this cold that doesn't really get anywhere. It's kind of like a half cold that lasts for about 3 weeks. I'm sort of sniffy, but I'm not full-blown, if you know what I mean.
Obviously, being a man, sorry, I meant the word flu. I meant flu, obviously. But I'm just fascinated. I'm sitting on the couch last night on my own, just watching TV. And my left nostril is blocked. Okay? But I've got one of these little nasal inhalers, right? So... I stick it up there, and, you know, and you try and... I don't know if it's doing anything. 20 minutes later, the left nostril, which is blocked, is clear. Now the right nostril is blocked. What? How does that
work? It's gravity.
What?
It's gravity. What happens is, if you're lying sort of with your head to the right-hand side...
I wasn't, though. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV.
Right.
I'm sitting upright. In the correct manner. And then you wake up in the middle of the night, and then both your nostrils are blocked, and then you wake up in the morning, and then it's the left one again. By the time I get to work, it's the right one. What's going on?
It's your mucous membranes.
What?
Your mucous membranes get all swollen when you get a cold. That's why you get a blocked nose. And then lots of mucus is blocking it.
All right. Anyway, I came into it. When you have a good blow, and that normally helps, you know, sorts it all out.
I find that.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. It's 7:16. Good morning. If you just took it into your breakfast this morning, a nice fried breakfast.
I love the tone it's in your lap.
Join those Cocoa Pops.
Asking for an extra bit.
Yum.
Waiting for the time to pass.
Bit of honey?
No.
Okay, suit yourselves.
I believe in days ahead. Don't spend another night.
Sister Sisters and Mary at Radio 1. It's 20 past 7. And buzz off. Friday always has to be a good one on a Friday. Let's get you in the mood for the weekend and all that.
Will I like it today?
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Will I like it today?
Yes. I spoke to someone the other day. Now, I can't believe... Is this updated daily?
No, weekly.
Right, okay, fine. Because I have the list of buzz offs that we've done. Because we play a different song every day. So to make... You know, I forget what I've played and what I haven't played.
Yeah.
And I was quite surprised to see that we haven't played this at all this year on The Breakfast Show on Radio 1. And you'll understand why in a second. I spoke to somebody the other day. We were chatting about music and stuff, and they went, you should play this particular record. And I thought, do you know what? We must have played it already. It turns out we haven't, so I'm going to play it today.
That makes me nervous when you say things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, as a DJ on Radio 1, doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, I feel it's my duty to play it.
Okay.
And you understand why as soon as it starts.
So it's a cracker then, is it?
It's a cracker, and it also is... It's my right to play it. Oh, we really should play it anyway. Anyway, I'll shut up. 81199 is the text number. 81199. Once again, if you've never texted in for this, but you listen to it every day, get your phone out and join in. I want to see if we can get the most texts we've ever had. 81199 is the number. Either write buzz on or buzz off. Buzz off if you don't like it. Buzz on if you do like it. Buzz on. 81199. Are you ready?
Let's go, Daddy-O.
Creed on The Breakfast Show on Radio 1, brought back by Chris Moyles. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to suck it to it. Relax, don't do it. When you wanna go to it, relax, don't
Okay, Buzz.
Brilliant. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody who texted in. 86% Buzz on. And the most amount of text messages I think we've ever had.
Which is good.
Track. Not bad for a song that was banned originally.
Thank you for taking part.
Frank goes, Hollywood and Relax, 21 years ago.
Wow.
Scary, is that?
Wow.
Right, football then. Would you like to go to a football match?
I would, yes.
Yes?
Mm.
Are you a Man City fan?
No, I'm not.
Just pretend you are.
Yes, I am.
Would you like to go see Man City versus Aston Villa?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, Man City fans, then you should know what we do by now. 8 number 1... No, 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 that's...
08700 100 100.
That was it, yeah, that was it, yeah. 08700 100 100. You need to be a City fan, because it's at City's beautiful new stadium. So I've never been to.
You have, we haven't.
Haven't.
I have, been, it's nice.
Never went to Main Road, either.
The catering's nice as well. No queues.
Which, of course, is the main reason people go.
Yeah.
08700 100 100. Man City fans... Phone up, battle it out. You could be going to see your team playing Villa this weekend.
The official chat.
Not bad half hour of music, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Destiny's Child, Sissy Sisters, Fran Goes to Hollywood and Franz Ferdinand. Get in! To take me out, Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Natasha Bedingfield, Room 5, Oliver Cheatham and Eminem, all on the way. Let's get some news from Dominic, it's 7:31.
And our top story this morning is about mass bullying at a school in Bournemouth. It suspended around 40 teenage pupils after they surrounded another girl and terrorised her with threats.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
She's gone 7:34.
Phone disaster last night. This is something that has happened to many, many people. I'm going to tell a story now, and I would say at least half of the audience, you know, will have gone, oh, I've done that, I've done that. What happened? I'm on the phone last night to my lovely lady Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the bathroom. Phone slips out of my hand.
In the bath?
I see it in slow motion, fall towards the toilet, lid up, obviously, I'm a man. Phone goes plop into toilet. Which when I go, no, 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 and grab the phone like that and start shaking it, bad idea. And then start drying it with a towel. And then go, better call you back, I just dropped the phone in the toilet, right? So then, I think, right, take it for the nose, battery out, SIM card out, let's just try them all, eventually just put them all and try them down. I'll put them on top of the wood, on top of the radiator, on a little shelf that I've got, right, that'll do. Do that for a while. Oh, maybe shouldn't do that, right, tell them, shake it all out. And after a while, put it all back together, hey, it works. Then find out it doesn't work, because I can't scroll through anything. And I've now realised it's the most important button on the phone. Even more important than the answer button. Because if you can't scroll, you can't move anywhere. You can't get any different numbers, you can't do anything.
So that's the phone there in your hand that dropped in the toilet?
Yeah. So, phoned our friend, Mr. Phones Man.
Yeah.
Anything I can do? Probably not, no. Whereas, maybe they take it to a shop, they might be able to take it apart, maybe dry the elements. Oh, I can do that. I'll be fine. He goes, no, really, Chris, I wouldn't advise you to take your phone apart. I'll be fine. So I pull the phone apart, okay? I know nothing about phones, by the way, at all, okay? Take the pad out, the number thing. Oh, these numbers. Oh, this front is just a facade. It's so boring in when you take it all off. It's all wiring and stuff. Anyway. Take it all out, blow it again, try and dab it a little bit dry, and then put it again near the radiator. I forgot all about it, went back for about 2 hours later. It only bloody works. I'm delighting myself.
But you've got about three phones, haven't you?
Yeah.
You just use another one.
Yeah, but whatever, half my, you know, all my text messages are in the phone itself. Mm-hmm. Most of my numbers are in the phone rather than the memory card. It's just a real pain in the backside. I'm really proud that I managed to fix my own phone.
Well done for drying the elements.
Thank you. No, well, you know, I actually, I'm feel quite pleased with myself.
Hmm.
I really do. The only bad thing about it, obviously, is that every time I answer the phone now, I can smell wee. But apart from that, it's fine.
Chris Miles is the boss, and Davey does the jokes. There's Dominic and Alan, they're really lovely blokes. Rachel's their producer.
I'm sick.
And Carrie reads the sport. Then after we've gone home, it's Will and Joss who hold the fort.
Hello? Are you taking the...
The Chris Moyle Show. Now you know our names. National Radio 1.
7:38.
Make love. Listen to the music.
I'll just play the music. Whatever you do while it's on is up to you. Right then, Dave. Let's talk about the football.
This weekend's football?
Yes.
And tickets to which?
Well, you choose.
Man City, Aston Villa.
Wow, what's that in?
It's in the Barclays Premiership.
Wow. By the way, can I just clear something up? A lot of people are texting going, oh, why is it always a Premiership game? You know, there are other teams, you know. Yes, we are fully aware of that. But what, with me being a Leeds fan, and Rachel being a Kidderminster fan, and Alan being an Aberystwyth Town fan.
We're aware of the lower leagues.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say lower leagues, all right? I'd say just different leagues, we like to call them, Dave. It's just that we give away Premiership tickets. That's the feature. So if we were to do Doncaster one week, it wouldn't be Premiership anymore. So get over yourselves. Right. Right, so you know the routine by now. We have two Man City fans on to try and win a pair of tickets for the game of the weekend. Hello, Gemma.
Hello, morning.
Hello, good
Hello,
morning.
You're jolly lady.
All the best for speaking to you.
Uh-huh. And where are you from?
I'm from Stockport, but I live in Stevenage.
Steve, why?
Because that's where my job is.
Dear.
It's rubbish there.
Well,
I know.
How long have you been there?
Only about a month or so.
And you enjoying it?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Used to the southern wave.
Yeah, no Stockport though, is it?
No. That's not a bad thing, maybe.
What do you do?
I'm a chemist.
Oh, nice. Can you fix my cold? Sorry, flu.
I can try.
Yeah.
Yeah, come and see me. I'll see what I can do.
As well, they're not traipsed all the way up to Stevenage, to be honest, love. If you could just, you know, prescribe something over the phone, that'd be a lot easier.
About some lovely hot lemon with a bit of whiskey in.
See, now, I was kind of thinking that lager would work.
Lager, maybe if you put the lemon and honey still in it, but still got medicinal properties.
You need a hot toddy.
Yeah, you do need a hot toddy.
You know, it's better than lager.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't drink top shelf.
Eh?
The nearest I get to a hot toddy is a lemon sip.
If you want to taste the whiskey, it just gives you a nice winter warm.
I've got a coat for that. All right, so you're a big Man City fan?
I am.
All right. What was the first game you went to, do you remember?
It was against Chelsea, and I was about 8, so, yeah, it's a long time ago.
And do you have a Man City shirt, obviously?
I do.
There's nothing sexier than it. Than a girl with a football on top. Unless she's the one of the girls off Chubby Chasers the other night. It's not attractive.
No.
Alright, so tell me and the nation why you deserve this pair of tickets for the game.
Okay, basically, my dad has four daughters. Oh. And I think he always wanted a son to take to the football, but because I was a bit of a tomboy, he used to always take me.
Mm.
He had a season ticket for Main Road. But a couple of years ago, he got made redundant, so he couldn't afford to have his season ticket anymore. He's not been to the new stadium. And I'd just really like to repay him for always being there and being a brilliant dad to me.
You sound a little bit choked.
I am, it's quite emotional.
That's a lovely story,
that's really
Gemma.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's a hard one.
You know, pulls at the heartstrings.
So your dad got made redundant. He can't afford a season ticket. He hasn't been to the new ground. And you want to take him to say, Dad, I love you. Thank you.
Yes.
That's beautiful. All right. Hang on the line, Gemma.
Thank you.
She genuinely sounded a little bit choked.
No, I know. And me.
Yeah.
to do anything with these tickets. You are playing against Suzanne. Hello, Suzanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, why are we talking this high?
I'm afraid that's how high I talk when I'm excited.
Oh, okay, all right.
Although I'm a little bit choked after that.
Yeah, it's a good story.
It's a very good story.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, from where?
From Manchester.
Lovely, all right.
But living in Halifax at the moment.
Halifax?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Halifax.
Yeah.
Halifax is actually very, very picturesque.
It is very picturesque.
I live in Rippendon, which is a little bit out.
Okay, oh, I know that as well.
Mm.
No, you don't know
I
it.
I do know it.
No, you don't.
I've been there.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Name one thing that's there.
I have been to Rippendon.
Name one thing that's in Rippendon.
I have been to Rippendon. It's near Sorby Bridge.
Sorby Bridge?
Yeah, it's near there.
It is near there, you're right. Well, you know, you've been.
Name one thing in Rippendon.
There's a garage. When you checked my tyres there once.
Dave, I'm in Rippendon.
Are you?
Yeah. All right, you name me.
Well, there you go.
I've been to a pub in Rippendon.
Where were you born, Suzanne?
I was born in Manchester at St Mary's, so right in the centre.
All right, okay. Do you remember the first Man City game you went to?
Now, this is it. I don't. I was so small because my mum is a huge Man City fan.
Right.
And my dad is a huge United fan, and my husband is a huge United fan.
Ugh.
So my first game was when I was very small with my granddad and my mum. So I don't even remember it.
So your dad's a Man U fan and your husband's a Man U fan?
Yep.
So who would you take to the game?
My mum, who's a huge City fan.
Oh.
And when was the last time she went to see City?
Again, when I was very small, because she didn't get the chance to go anymore.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know.
Oh.
It's all very parental stories today.
So you'd leave your old man and your husband, well, your two old men at home.
Oh, yeah, they can stay at home and clean and...
And you and Mum would put your City shirts on and go to watch the football.
And we'd go down to the new stadium together, me and my mum.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yeah, well, my little sister's a fan and she goes with a boyfriend, so me and my mum are very left out.
She'd dump your husband and have an affair with a boyfriend.
You know I mentioned that one.
Well, yeah.
I think you'd probably be up for it. Sisters, you know.
But he's a man. You know what I mean? What? I'll sleep with you and then we'll go to football together. All right, love, what time do you want to eat up? How do you spell your name, Suzanne?
It's S-U-S-A-N-N-E.
Right, S-U-S-A-N-N-E. And Gemma?
Yeah.
How do you spell Gemma?
G-E-M-M-A.
Now, you may think that sounds really ridiculous, but a lot of people are half asleep.
Mm.
Right, so here's the deal, then. Who do you want to vote for? Who do you think the ticket should go to? Should it be Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E, who was married to a United fan, and her dad's a United fan, but her mum is a City fan, and she wants to go to the football with her mummy.
Ah.
Oh.
81199, just write a message saying Suzanne. That's all you've got to do. Suzanne, no vote, no nothing like that. Just write Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E, send it to 81199. Or would it be Gemma? Who went to the first City game when she was 8 years old with her dad. And her dad's been made redundant and can't afford his season ticket anymore, hasn't even been to the new stadium. So she'd like to repay the favour and take her loving dad to see his favourite Man City because he can't afford to go anymore.
It's a tough one today, I think.
I know who I'd vote for. If you want to vote for Gemma, send a text message saying Gemma and send it to 81199. So, Gemma or Suzanne with an S. 81199, you decide who gets these football tickets. Results coming up in 4 minutes and 49 seconds. Gemma or Suzanne, 81199. 8 minutes to eight. Right, if you're voting for Suzanne, it's S-U-S-A-N-N-E. You've got to spell it correctly. 81199 is the number. If you want to vote for Gemma, it's with a G, not a J. G-E-M-M-A-81199.
There used to be a time when you could just say a rhyme and wouldn't have to worry about one of your people dying. But now it's elevated, cause once you put someone's kids in it, it's escalated. It ain't just worse no more, is it?
20 more seconds to text. If you want to vote for Gemma, who's going to take her old man to see Man City, he hasn't been to the new stadium. He took her to her first game when she was 8. Write a message saying Gemma with a G, a G, send it to 81199. Or if you want Suzanne, it's Suzanne with an S. S-U-S-A-N-N-E. 81199. Text now. Thank you. Okay, stop texting. I've got to be honest, we had a massive amount of text messages this morning. We're getting loads.
Do we have a winner?
It's like everybody's... What?
Do we have a winner?
Yeah, do you mind? I'm doing a big sell here. Yeah, we have a winner. It's not a tie. What's that all about?
He's telling you about...
I tell you what, we've had loads of... Who's the winner, Chris? Oh, sorry, David. Are you dying for a wee or something?
I've just been.
Charming.
Can you wash your hands?
Yep.
Can you leave your phone in the studio?
No, it's in my pocket.
Yeah, we've got to be careful. You know what, it folded out to the basement. Hi, Gemma.
Hiya.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Gemma, say hi to Suzanne.
Hi, Duvan. Hi, Gemma.
Oh.
Hiya, Yana. Hiya. You know, 1 week... you two should just go together to the game.
Yeah.
Well, whoever loses will probably think that's a good idea.
No, we should send my dad and her dad and my mum. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gemma goes, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think so. All right, so Gemma's going to take her own man, and Suzanne is going to take her mum. So it's close.
It's lovely.
Who would you have given the tickets to, Dave?
I can't choose between them.
Right.
They were both lovely stories by lovely people.
Okay. Aww. Once again, and I'm actually quite surprised just by how much, but it's a landslide. It's a 95% landslide.
Oh my God, God!
The person going to the football at the weekend will be taking their daddy.
Oh, thank you so much!
Gemma, congratulations! So listen, Gemma.
Yeah.
You get to take your dad.
Oh, brilliant.
Who took you to the football all those years ago. You get to take him to the football this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you to the nation that made my father's Christmas.
Oh. I know you're lying, love. I know you're taking your boyfriend. well done. Have a good time.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
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 Sorry, Suzanne.
No problem. I hope Gemma's dad had a wonderful time.
Oh.
I think he was more deserving, probably.
Yeah, well, she was. Yeah, 95%, in fact. Right. Bye, Suzanne. Have a good weekend, anyway.
Bye, Chris. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
What a love. Right, so there you go. All done and dusted. Thank you. So, Man City, it's Man City Villa, isn't it?
Yeah, 5:15 tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We should have really told her that, shouldn't we? Hey, I tell you what, Dad, it's 2:30, it's very quiet. 95% then, thank you very much for texting. Coming up, we have a massive Top of the Pops announcement to do in 10 minutes. Plus Coldplay and Gwen Stefani, do not switch your radio off. Get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 10 o'clock.
A school has suspended 40 pupils for mass bullying.
And the Magpies are magnifique in France. BBC Radio
1 Newsbeat. Around 40 of anywhere in the east of Britain, everywhere else will be drizzly. Radio 1 Newsbeat's just gone 8:04.
So a big Top of the Pops announcement coming up. It's very exciting. And all I'll say is the word pop. That's right.
That doesn't help.
What?
It doesn't help in any way.
Okay, well, it's not... the word that I'm missing out isn't wagon. Right?
Right.
Okay. Pop. Top of the Pops. Do you like your pop?
I quite like my pop.
Right. Well, then you should be listening for a big announcement.
Okay, I will.
It's just a DJ way of selling things. That's all it is. Right then, Dave. Oh, by the way, can I just say the funniest bit during that news bulletin was Carrie and Dominic having a conversation during the I'm a Celebrity clip. With Carrie going, we dropped the cricket, but I'm putting the cricket back in. Okay, so I put it back in. All right, you need to be aware of that. Fine. And Dominic going, all right. Okay, can you... Right. Calm down, dear.
Behind the scenes of the news cricket. Piece.
Yeah.
God. I put it back in. All right.
It takes hard work to get this slick.
Yeah.
Damn you. Right, football then. Here we go.
Football predictions for Score 7, Grandstand, Saturday afternoon. Ray, Stubbsy, Stubbs and the lads, our turn to predict this weekend's football results. You ready?
I'm trying to find Laura's predictions on the website.
What, and just go with him?
Well, no, because he's not very good.
Who's the king predictor? Not between you two, but kind of generally.
I came top last week with Pallister.
Did you? Well done.
Apparently.
Okay, there you go. Lovely. I came top last week with Pallister. Right, ready?
Yep.
All right, hit me with them then, big boy.
First one, lunchtime kickoff. Tomorrow it's Fulham versus Blackburn. What say you?
Fulham, Blackburn, See, Blackburn are having a rubbish season.
Yeah.
However, they still got some fight in them, I do believe.
I'm going to go away win on that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Fulham win, I think.
Yeah.
You're going to go for draw, Kerry?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right. You're saying home, are you?
Yeah, home win. Laura's gone for 2-0 to Fulham.
Right, I'm going away, you're going home. Kerry says draw. Birmingham, Norwich, 3 o'clock. I'm saying home.
I'm going to say draw.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what? And it's slightly biased, because I want Norwich to do really well. I really do.
I think a home win on that. Bolton...
What's Kerry saying?
Very much home win.
Home win, okay.
Bolton, Portsmouth. Now, Portsmouth have lost their manager this week.
Bolton, home win.
And me.
And me.
Charlton, Chelsea.
Ooh.
Away win for me.
Away win for me, too.
Yeah. All agreed?
Definitely away win for me. Obvious.
Southampton, Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
I'm saying a draw on that. Can't pick that.
Where is it? At Southampton?
Yep.
I'm going to go for Southampton win, home win.
Okay, home one on that.
I'm going to go for a cheeky little away win for Palace.
Nice, good choice. West Bromwich Albion, Manchester United.
Man U, away win.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie, agreed? Yeah.
Sorry, Baggies fans, but...
Right, and last one in the Coca-Cola Championship, Reading versus Wigan. Away win for me.
What's Reading? What's that? What?
Reading Wigan. You heard of them?
No, I didn't think. I thought we only did Premiership games.
No, if there's only six to do of the early kickoffs, and we do one from the Championship.
I didn't know that.
Mm.
Reading Wigan.
Yep.
At Reading.
Yep.
At the Majeski.
Yep.
I'll go Wigan. No. I'll go Reading. No. I'll go Wigan.
Final answer.
Yes.
Away win.
Yeah.
It's a big stadium as well.
What?
The Majeski Stadium.
We played
it's
there.
It's Medeski, actually.
Well, yeah, it is.
Medeski Stadium.
It's a silent J.
Medeski.
Because that's the name of the man who lives there.
John Medeski.
He's also the man behind Auto Trader.
Is he?
Mm.
John Auto Trader Medeski.
Wow. So there you go, alright, so that's the predictions.
Find out how we get on tomorrow afternoon. Ray Stubbsy Stubbs, Grandstand, Score Interactive, blah blah blah.
Right, so here's the thing then, Top of the Pops, big announcement. You have to be listening because if you like Top of the Pops and you like your pop,
I do.
Pop, I do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Then we have an announcement to play in two records time. Those two records, by the way, for your delectation this morning, are gonna be Gwen Stefani and Coldplay. Another hot rocking Let's Rock track for 8 o'clock. It's 9 minutes past 8.
Now that Malt is a success, you'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker.
Let's rock!
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Gwen Stefani, a Radio 1, our little short friend.
She's not that short.
Oh, I know, but
she's taller than us.
I thought she was about 6'3", and she's not.
Well, she's about five.
She's taller than us in her heels.
Yeah, she's about 5'9" in heels, isn't
she? Take the heels off, 4'3".
Mm-hmm.
Right. Gwen Stefani, what are you waiting for? It's 8:17.
The Radio 1, Top of the Pops.
Christmas party.
Yeah!
It's a Christmas party, Dave.
I can't wait.
Oh, yes. For too long, Top of the Pops has been disassociated from Radio 1. Of course, the old days, Radio 1 DJs on Top of the Pops, while lots of ugly people in the background waved to their mums, and men who really should knew better introducing pop acts that they didn't particularly like. Those days are gone, but it's time to bring the spirit of that back. Do you like that?
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm welling up.
Radio 1 and Top of the Pops are together again, hand in hand in pop harmony. Thank you. So we're going to put on a huge Christmas party in London. And you're allowed to come.
Can I come?
As long as you have a ticket. Yeah, yeah. To get your name on the list, obviously. It will take place in London on Sunday, the 12th of December, 7 p.m. at the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Performing live will be some of the best acts from the world of pop.
Like who?
Well, there's a girl singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a really, really, really cool band.
Yeah.
And then there's like a boy band that had just cleaned up and won lots of awards. Shall I show you an example of their work?
Yes, please.
Kylie Minogue!
She's a girl singer.
Right, so I'm going to pop down to Top of the Pops tonight. I'm going to announce the rest of the lineup, together with the beautiful future Mrs. Moyles, Fern Cotton, and page boy Reggie Yates. 7:30 tonight, live on BBC One. And then next week, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the party. Monday morning, we'll tell you how you can get hold of your... Shall we say what they're called?
They're not. Those aren't next week, aren't they?
Oh, okay, all right, okay, fine.
What were you going to say?
No, I can't. I'll tell you say. All right. Tickets for this show, right? So if you're interested and you like that so far, Sunday, December the 12th, that is, in London at the Shepherd's Bush Empire. So, Kylie, Razorlight and McFly confirmed. And I'll give you the rest of the lineup tonight. 7:30, Top of the Pops, BBC One. Right?
Sounds excellent.
Okay. I tell you, Dave, it's the best pop Christmas party of the year.
Oh, without doubt.
Yeah. It's so much better than all those other pop Christmas parties. This is the best one.
No, there are others and they're rubbish.
Did you write that?
Yeah,
did you write? Can I just pick this apart?
No, this is,
did you write?
No, it's the best
pop Christmas party of the year, because all those other pop Christmas parties we've had this year have been rubbish.
No, there are others, and they're rubbish. And ours
when
is
are
great.
They? In July?
No, they're at Christmas.
Right.
There's another rival one, and ours is far better.
Is there a rival one?
Yes.
It won't even be in the same league.
No way.
They're rubbish compared to us.
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to go, be listening Monday morning for details if I can get you tickets, and watch Top of the Pops tonight, so we'll tell you who else is going to be on the lineup. It's good Top of the Pops tonight, by the way. Eminem.
Yeah.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Destiny's.
Wow.
Keane, I think, are
right. Yeah. Cool.
It's a good lineup.
Chris Fern. Moyles.
What?
Chris Moyles.
I love him.
Fern Cotton.
He's
I love her. She's great.
Reggie.
Yeah, he's there. He's just there to make up the numbers. Tell you what, last week, when we did the show last week, I was in the studio with Fern, and Reggie was out at Thames doing Eminem on HMS Belfast. And of course, now, you've got to rehearse for a show, just so the cameras know where to go, and the people pressing the buttons know what time to press the buttons and all that, right? So, we're inside in this lovely warm studio from about 3. Meanwhile, outside in the freezing cold is Reggie from 3 o'clock till 8 o'clock. And he looked very, very cold. He had, like, the biggest kind of puffer jacket on you've ever seen in your life. So, Monday morning tickets, rest of the lineup tonight, 7:30, BBC One, Top of the Pops.
The Radio 1, Top of the Pops.
Christmas party.
at 8:22.
Room on the third floor, not what we asked for. I'm not tired enough to sleep. One bed is broken, next room is smoking.
Come see us at the Radio 1 Top of the Pops Christmas Party on Sunday 12th of December in London. And that's Top of the Pops tonight for the rest of the lineup. And this is Monday morning for your 10 spin tickets. Bye-bye!
The Radio 1 Top of the Pops
Christmas Party.
Christmas Party. All right, I'm Fred Cotton. She's lovely, isn't she? But
she's very lovely.
You had to take a two-elocution lesson. Mm. You know what I mean? Every week I talk to her and it's like, she's like some Cockney Barra girl. Up the apples and pears and he's a Mother Brown and all that. Sexy though, know, but you know. All right, ah.
The Radio 1 Top of the Pops.
Christmas Party.
Christmas Party. And, anyway. Morning, Fern, if you listen, my love.
Don't obsess her.
She also can't use a phone.
Can she not?
No.
Why?
Don't know, her words not mine. She can't use a phone. She can't talk on the phone. She only texts. Doesn't talk on a phone. Don't know what it is. Spoke to Andy Peters the other day, said, Fern just texted me, and I rang her, left a message, she texted me back. And said, I don't do phones, talk conversations. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And she texted me a couple of times. And I said to Andy, what's that all about? And he went, do you know what, actually? I never talked to her on the phone either.
Maybe she doesn't like talking to you on the phone.
Well, no, Andy said it's, you know, it's also, but again, she'll never ring, but she'll text me. How weird is that? All right, maybe not that weird.
She lets her fingers do the talking.
What?
She lets her fingers do the talking.
That's right.
Christmas party.
Right, on Monday morning then, be listening for your chance to win tickets. Also on the show on Monday, Natasha Bedingfield's going to be here.
Very nice.
Hubba hubba. I've never, well, I kind of met her. We haven't properly talked and had a chat, but...
We've met her brother, haven't we?
Yes.
And she's more attractive than him.
I am way more attractive. Mm-hmm. You know? He needs a shave.
She doesn't.
One life on Radio 1. Live in.
These blue wristbands are proving massively, massively popular. Way much more than anybody thought. And it's fantastic that all the famous people are wearing them and stuff like that. But we want as many people as we can to wear them. They've had to make some more. And I think 150,000 of them arrived the other day, isn't that right?
Something correct,
like that.
Yeah.
And I think they're starting to run out already, so we've put the bid in to get some more as well. If you want one, they are very now limited edition, but everybody seems to want one. It's the Beat Bullion blue wristbands. If you go to the website and click on One Life, it'll give you details of how you can get hold of them. And the responses are ridiculous. So if you have kind of applied for one, just kind of bear with us, we'll try and get it to you as soon as possible. But have a look at the website, especially if you do need any help about bullying whatsoever. Or you can call the One Lifeline, which is 0800 110 100. That's 0800 110 100. And it's free, and it's confidential, and it's 24 hours a day. And together, we will beat the bullies, because of course everyone knows that bullies are door handle heads. Thank you. Dicks and cowards.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
And are ugly and don't get laid. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be sick. Coming up, we'll play Kylie.
That'll
be
nice.
As we just kind of talked about it. And a bit of D12, although I might change D12 as we just played Eminem. Not that long ago.
It's a nice music mix.
Okay. Plus Band-Aid 20, because we need to get that playing more often as well. Let's get some news from Dominic first, though. It's 8:30.
And our top story this morning is all about mass bullying.
One.
It's 8:34.
What was that?
Excuse me, 8:34.
Right.
8:34. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So I've got Pro Evolution Soccer 4, or whatever it is.
Mm.
For the Xbox. I don't have a PS2. I have an Xbox. I'm an Xbox man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, I almost bought a PlayStation just so I could play the new Grand Theft Auto on it the other day, but I thought that was a little bit extreme. I thought, that's ridiculous.
Did they not do it for the Xbox?
Not yet. They will, but not yet. It's like Pro Evolution Soccer 4, whatever it is. It's only just come out for, it's coming out for the Xbox. So I played it, and everyone who's got it says, oh, it's much better than FIFA. And I don't like it as much as FIFA. For a start, and I know I'm going to get thousands of text messages now, but for a start, could you explain to me why it's not Arsenal, but it's North London? And it's Manchester Red, not Man United. I don't know, it must be some kind of legal thing.
I was going to say, that sounds like a legal issue.
But playing for North London, right, Thierry Henry, Reyes, all those people.
Arsenal players.
Yeah. However, Longman assures me, give it 2 weeks, it'll change my life. Now, I've also got Halo 2. And I played that for about 20 minutes and I switched to
Which is what?
Halo 2 is like a shooter, basically.
Right. I'm not really into my video games.
No, you're not at all, are you?
No.
You got stuck on Frogger.
That was good.
I used to like Frogger.
Yeah. With the lorries.
It's always the third lane you used to get.
Always the third lane. Are you familiar with the world of Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah. I know the name. Mm.
That's very good.
Right. I'm not being funny, though, but you've got to move on a little bit.
No, it's a new game out.
Asteroids, yeah. I used to like as well,
that's
on the Atari.
Yep.
Do you find your ZX Spectrum's a little bit worn out these days?
It just takes a long time to load. I mean, it's 15 minutes.
Is it on cassette?
It is on cassette.
What was the game on ZX Spectrum? The Willy game.
Jet Set Willy.
Jet Set Willy.
That was groundbreaking on its day.
Well,
classic.
Yeah.
They used to confuse me having video games on cassette.
Did it?
Yeah.
Because you can't see them.
You can't see them.
Yeah.
You can't hear them.
We've moved on. We really have. Seriously, the Xbox and the PS2, the quality is brilliant. The graphics on some of these games are amazing.
Yeah.
Better than Jet Set Willy.
Really?
Yes. Mm. And Space Invaders.
Some of them load in under 10 minutes.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Okay, these load almost instantly.
How do they do that?
Because they're on a disc.
Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like a floppy disk?
No, like a CD disc. And the machines are more powerful and have more memory. Mm. Like on Xbox, you can play Xbox Live and play at home with people around the world.
Really?
Yeah. Not Jet Set Willy, though.
So you couldn't do that with a Spectrum.
I used to find the volume critical when you're loading.
Three quarters.
Too loud. Yeah, I had a little bit of Tippex on the knob of my volume.
Yeah.
Otherwise it wouldn't load.
That's right.
You lot are so old.
And you had to type in run, didn't you?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Again, we've moved on, boys and girls. I told you, look, right. We used to have an Xbox at work, like a tower one, and it got taken away from me. And, I think it's time we got let's get an Xbox tower. You know, you can see them at conventions.
Yeah.
So one of them and a PS2.
Yeah.
And I'll buy the games. Mm-hmm. I'll go and buy loads of games for it. And then I'll teach you.
Okay.
The ways of sitting on your ass for 8 hours on a Saturday.
Fantastic.
Playing football or Halo 2.
I'll have a bit of that.
Yeah. Good for that.
It's not a good idea in the workplace, though, is it? No one could talk to you when you played that game.
Yeah, no, because they put me off.
We didn't talk to you about the show for a year.
I know, it was brilliant. I got to do everything I ever wanted. So anyway, trust me, it's well worth it, right? Well worth it indeed. You don't have any computer. I mean, you've got a child. Use him as an excuse.
Yeah, he takes up more room in the house than a computer game.
No, you just slide it into the corner.
Really?
Yeah, just plug it in when you need it.
Fine.
Yeah. Not that I've thought about this or anything, but
no.
Christmas is coming and all that, you know.
Okay.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Official album chart.
New entry. Listen Sundays from 4 to the UK's only official chart.
Radio.
Somebody just texted in saying I should challenge Colin Murray to a game of FIFA because he reckons he's the bee's knees. I will whoop his little ass. I told you, I used to have FIFA battles with Vern and Kay and he stops ringing. He doesn't ring me anymore now.
Why?
So whooped his ass. He'd be Bolton, I'd be Leeds. Even now, I'd beat him. Well, maybe not.
But not in real life, but in fantasy.
Fantasy?
Fantasy.
Yes. So looking forward to the weekend. I really am. I'm thinking about giving up drinking again, by the way, for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Just to better warn you. thinking about doing a 3-day detox.
Are you?
No. Yeah.
So, you know, see, the last time you did that, you were horrible.
Oh, you were awful.
No, I was fine.
No,
you were horrible.
Yeah, but do you remember what we had afterwards? We did a retox. And we got a massive Cornish pasty sent to us, about the size of a table.
You remember that?
Speaking of which, we got sent a massive cake the other day.
Yes, we did.
Which takes up, takes up the length of a long table. Upstairs.
Was that sent for me, or was that for us generally?
I wasn't actually on the show, so I don't know why it came in.
Because somebody said it was, this cake came, and it has all these different numbers on it, like 7.5 million or something.
Oh, that's
like that.
Right.
And somebody said it was some kind of, like, you know, numbers quiz for me from the learning zone or something.
It's to do with our audience.
That was a joke.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And they kind of said your name on there.
I think it's to say, well done for getting that amount of listeners or something. I think.
Yeah,
maybe
it was.
Wrong. But, no, the 3-day detox is fruit, veg, water for 3 days.
Now, bear in mind you don't eat fruit or vegetables.
Yeah.
You're not that keen on water, to be honest.
Not, well, no, I'm all right with water, but it means that, you know, no smoking, no crisps.
It was the smoking that did
no
you.
No biscuits, you know. You can't even have bran flakes.
No. Can you do it, like, over a bank holiday weekend? So Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
What, so you don't see me?
Yeah.
I could do, I suppose.
But... Are you allowed, if you're not allowed to do cigarettes, are you allowed to do your, you know, your substitute, but like, well, with a sucky stick?
No. The three-day detox isn't to lose weight, it's basically flush all the crap out of your system.
So you can't have your sucky stick like
that? No. Well, wow. I might lose, like, a couple of pounds or something, but that'd be it. I wonder if I could do it again.
Chris, you're the only person I've ever met who people encourage not to give up smoking.
Or detox.
Because we're too scared.
Keep eating, keep drinking, Chris. Yeah. We love you how you are.
Are you thinking about giving up, Chris? Yeah. Here's a packet of fags and the Crave Lager. Thanks very much for not being a Marty Gett. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking about doing... People always used to say to me, obviously, when I was training, how's your diet? And I'm like, I'm not on a diet. I don't diet. I'm not on a diet. However, I found the diet. The magic diet.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I think all diets are rubbish. I really do. Because the whole point of a diet, you know, in the heads of lazy people like myself is, do it for a short amount of time, then go back to your old lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ridiculous. It serves no purpose. However, I got given this bizarre 7-day diet that looks like hell. I mean, hell on earth. And it revolves around a celery-based soup. Right?
I don't like celery.
See, already, it's, you know when you're onto a bad starter. And basically, you follow this. You can have as much of the soup as you want, by the way, because you lose more, you burn more calories.
I've heard that before. You burn more calories digesting celery than
And then you're allowed, little other things. And you're allowed, like, chicken or something. But it's like, it's one of those things where, as a single man, I can't do it. Because even if I did go to the effort of making the soup, and I did go, do you know what, I can just about bear the soup and everything. Little things like, oh, you're allowed chicken, but it has to be the skin taken off and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah. I can't be arsed.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I can't be bothered. You know, that's why the 3-day detox is fine. You don't have to cook anything.
But you're not single.
You don't have to buy anything. You just buy an apple on the way to work. At lunchtime, have a banana.
Yeah, but see, but fundamentally, it doesn't do anything, though, does it? Because for 3 days, you change the way you exist.
No, but it flushes out
your system. It cleans your toxins.
Crappy system, yeah.
But surely you need to kind of just change the way you eat and drink generally.
Well, yeah, but just to get the ball rolling, I'm just thinking about doing it.
All right.
But if anybody wants to join me on the 7-day diet, by the way... I honestly don't think... it's a 7-day diet, but you can just do it for 3 days.
Is there an opt-out after 3 days?
Yeah.
Mm. But me and Dave have spelt, we don't need to diet.
I can't be arsed.
But what I find really funny is they go, and you can lose 5 pounds. And you go, yeah, because you're eating this horrible soup, that's why.
Oh, it'll give you wind as well.
I think there's a few...
side effects.
See, now a lot of people are saying, oh, it's cabbage soup, but I don't know. And the female sex didn't say that celery thing's not true, but I thought it was.
I've heard that before.
Mm.
Just walking around eating sticks of celery.
I just don't like it. I, out of all the vegetables, I'm not a big fan of vegetables anyway, but I'm particularly don't like
so celery. Here are my three options. Option number one, 3-day detox.
Right.
Okay. Option number two,
mm-hmm.
7-day or maybe 3-day celery cabbage soup diet.
Mm. Right.
Option number three,
yeah.
Leeds, a play on the telly on Monday night, so I'll probably want to go out to the pub and have a few beers and watch that, so I should just carry on as normal.
Mm. Option three. Mm.
Three.
Right, okay, fine.
Leeds, Rotherham. Let's rock.
It's Rotherham, Leeds, actually, smart.
Yeah.
Bring my soup to it.
Your soup?
Yeah. Stick a salary in one hand, football on the telly, brilliant.
Sunday morning rain is falling.
Maroon 5 on Sunday morning from Radio 1. So someone's texted in and said, the One Life people on the website don't recommend those diets.
What, the detox thing?
Yeah. Well, no, not the detox thing, the salary thing.
I've actually found it on One Life.
Great.
It says, forget fad diets that don't work. They just make you lose weight quickly because you're eating too little. Most people who follow these diets regain all their lost weight and then some more.
No, and I'm absolutely fully aware of that, right? I'm always amazed by people who go, oh, this diet is fantastic. Yeah, yeah, you don't have to do it all the time. It's brilliant. But I've always wanted to sell, right, you know, and put an advert in the paper, $29.95. Okay, eat this for a week and you'll lose weight. And in there, you put in 7 peas. Yeah, and you will lose weight at the end of the week.
Mm.
You put it back on again when you start eating normal food. But, you know, so I know that.
It's not the healthiest thing either, is it?
What?
To starve yourself with just a pea a day.
You don't starve yourself. You can have as much of this celery soup as you want.
But surely it's not balanced enough. He hasn't got enough stuff in there, surely.
I need to find a diet which says, okay, you can have your fruit and your veg and your Big Mac. That'll do for me, fine.
Still to be developed, though, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm working on it, but I'm just not losing weight, though. I mean,
hey, girl! Get on the dance floor!
Razor light and rip it up. Going to be playing at our Big Radio on Top of the Pops Christmas Party Sunday, 12th of December in London. Details tonight, 7:30, Top of the Pops, BBC One. But who else is going to be there? But I can tell you that Kylie's going to be there, and McFly going to be there, and as I just said, Razorlight. So it's going to be good.
Top stuff.
7:30 tonight, BBC One. I'll be on Top of the Pops. Are you coming, Alan?
I'd love to, actually.
Right, sorry, no guest list. My day, Tedious Link. How do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday's shout from Tears for Fears?
Tears for Fears were made up of Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith. Kurt Smith shares the same surname as Will Smith, who's a big fan of this show. Show Me Heaven was a number one for Maria McKee. Maria McKee shares the same first name as Maria Vidal, who in turn shares one name in common with Vidal Sassoon, who is a major name in the world of hair. Hair needs to be trimmed regularly, as do roses, which is something you might buy annually on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day takes place every year in February. February is month number 2 out of 12, while 12 divided by 2 is 6. 6 is the number of bullets held in a standard revolver. Revolver is the title of a classic Beatles album released in 1966. 1966 is the year that Keanu Reeves was born. Keanu Reeves shares the same surname as Vic Reeves, whose real name is actually Jim Moyer. Jim Moyer was born in Leeds in 1959, but was brought up in Darlington. Darlington is where George Stevenson invented the rocket and developed the concept of locomotion. Locomotion was a hit for Kylie Minogue in 1988, while spinning around, topped the charts in the summer of 2000. And it was in the summer of 2000 that Bomb Funk MCs...
Who?
careful. ...scored a big hit with Freestyler, which links the two Bomb Funk MCs and Freestyler. Thank you.
Don't back announce it, whatever you do.
I won't.
For your own good. Bomb Funk MCs, Freestyler, so you say it.
Bomb Funk MCs.
Yeah, don't try it anymore. Seamus Link?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Major problem with the roses. Loads of people get really upset about the roses.
Oh, really?
What did you say about roses?
Hair needs to be trimmed regularly, as do roses, which is something you might buy annually on Valentine's Day.
So you don't trim roses.
No. You prune them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like trimming, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. Pruning day.
You don't go to the hairdresser and have your hair pruned.
No.
Yeah, but it's the same
no, it's
concept, essentially. It's cutting back with the aid of sharp implements.
No, it's not. You prune roses, you trim hair. You trim grass, you don't prune grass.
Is that it?
You prune trees.
Is that it?
No. Much better than that.
What did you say about Darlington?
What do I say about Darlington? Jim Moyer was born in Leeds in 1959, but was brought up in Darlington. Darlington is where George Stevenson invented the rocket and developed the concept of locomotion.
He didn't invent a rocket.
The rocket was his first train.
It was a steam train called
the rocket.
He didn't invent the rocket.
He did invent the rocket because the rocket was the name of the steam train.
He invented the steam train.
Called the rocket.
It's different, though.
It's called the rocket, different. And he invented it in Darlington.
Bob from Stoke is right, and you're wrong.
And, best of all, in terms of being really very inaccurate, Keanu Reeves was born in 1964, not 66.
66, it says on my website.
No, you got the wrong website, mate.
Where was Keanu Reeves born?
Don't know. Was it Hawaii?
What?
Was it Hawaii?
No.
Do you know why I say that?
Why?
Because Keanu is a Hawaiian word meaning big wave, I think.
No, you're thinking tsunami.
No. That's a Japanese word meaning tidal wave.
Do you know where Keanu is born?
No.
Do you, Will?
Yeah, of course I do. Everybody knows.
Darlington.
No, no, Keanu Reeves wasn't born in Darlington, no. Tell him.
Beirut, Lebanon.
Was he?
Yeah. In 1964.
See, I saw 66 on my website.
It's 64.
Is it?
It is 64, yeah.
Yeah. Because you've been invited to his 40th, haven't you?
I have, yeah. He looks all right for 40, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
What did he say about guns?
Six bullets.
Six is the number of bullets held in a standard revolver.
No, it's five.
Six?
No,
and it's five. And it's also not bullets.
No.
Hey?
It's well, rounds.
It's rounds.
Mm. They're bullets, though.
No,
aren't
bullets
they?
Are things that come out the end of a round.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Or shells.
See, you know nothing. Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not just bullets. You two buffoons every day coming wading in with no backup.
But let's, but that's because we're right.
It is six. It's a six shooter. You know, a six shooter gets his name for the fact that it's got six chambers in
yeah,
the barrel.
A six shooter's a six shooter. A revolver's a revolver. Different thing.
What? No, it's not.
Anyway, don't fire bullets, Dave. You don't put bullets in it.
Put
it fires
in
bullets.
It. Yeah. Put rounds in it.
Fires bullets.
I love it when he knows he's wrong and he's been beaten
no,
badly.
No, but I don't believe it's five. I think it's six.
Each day your tedious just falls apart like yeah. Dust in a hand.
I'll give you the Keanu Reeves one. I saw 66, maybe it's 64, you know, whatever, we'll split the difference.
No, it's a fact.
Well, okay, well, I'll hold my hands up to that one. Darlington I was right about. George Stevenson I was right about.
Well, no, technically, all right, you said that George Stevenson invented the rocket. He didn't invent the rocket. He invented a steam train.
Called
he named the rocket,
therefore he invented the rocket. So, the rocket was invented.
But I think you'll find the man who invented actual rockets will be very upset with you because you're taking away his glory and limelight.
Or Brocket.
That's right, from Darlington.
Yeah, born in 64.
Oh, dear.
Any more?
Any more that you want to pick out? Eh? February, not the second month. You want to quibble on that one?
In the Gregorian
calendar you're looking at.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the tax year...
Well, no, the Gregorian calendar is different.
What? If you're looking at the tax year, it's still month number two.
No, it's April.
Yes, it is.
No, April's month number one.
April to April. You didn't specify, Dave.
Dave, that's why I keep telling you, you need an account. Don't do your own tax returns.
Listen, I understand numbers.
Right, the tax year is April to April, Dave. Don't, please tell me at least you knew that.
I knew that.
Right, okay. That's why when you ring her up really, really excitedly, just before Christmas and go, I've done my tax returns for the year, she always goes, no, you haven't, Dave.
It's due in January, mine.
Chris and Will win. It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say,
let's get ready to rumble!
I think I'm
now I'm getting really confused. Mark in Darlington says, the rocket had, and I quote, nought to do with Darlington. It was his second engine, Locomotion 1, that was the first passenger engine, Comedy Divvy, Mark in Darlington. I don't even understand what that means.
Well, let's dismiss it then. Ooh, Dave in a cave.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Every day.
Hello.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Hello.
There's also a lot of people agreeing with, you know, on the whole subject of the six shooter and the six bullets in a standard revolver.
Round state.
By the way, can I just say, I haven't argued anything about how many rounds go into a gun. Mm. And I'm just really tell Chris it's six, the plank. I haven't said it's not six.
Also,
I don't own a gun.
Another interesting thing, which has come out on the text, which I didn't think about before in my argument with you, was the fact that surely the rocket train was invented way before the rocket. Do you know what I mean?
Well, not necessarily.
Because, you know, the technology for pushing a locomotive along a track was way before that of taking something into space. Right. Fact. Yeah. Dave wins.
Okay, all right. Well, explain this. Then how come in Back to the Future there's a train and a car?
Because it's not real and it's fantasy.
Shut up. Of course Back to the Future's real.
It's unsubstantiated, like most of your arguments.
Alan, what do you want to say?
I just don't care.
You just don't understand.
Like I do understand.
Oi! Don't bully Alan.
Bullying him.
Nice.
Don't you bully him or I'll bully you.
I'm not bullying him.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm wearing my wristband today.
I'll still bully you.
2 days.
If you bully Alan, I'll bully you back, because I'm going to stick up for my friend Alan, because I want to beat the bullies.
I'm not bullying anybody.
You come over here with me, mate.
Thank you, Chris.
We got much dinner money on you. Then you come and be my friend. Right, so if I'm going to go and do this diet thing next week, I think I need to have what I call a cake weekend.
That's nice.
Yeah. Seriously, how often do you eat a cake, like a fresh cream cake, like an eclair or anything like that? It's very rare, isn't
it? I've not had an eclair for years.
Yeah.
You can't start your conversation about a diet, about talking about what cakes you'd like to eat at the end of it.
Of course you can. Look, here's a way that I work this out, okay? 3-day detox.
Right.
Okay, you ready? Okay. How many hours in 3 days?
72, yeah.
Well done.
I worked that out straight away.
So, 72 hours. Now, this is twisted logic, but this is how I get through things like this.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's say I sleep, because I do this when I'm doing the afternoon show, sleep 8 hours a night.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's 3 days, 8 hours a night, 3/8 are...
24.
So that's an entire day...
of sleeping.
Out of the detox.
So it's only really 2 days.
Mm, yeah.
24.
And of course, I'll sleep for the 2 days. Obviously, I won't, you know, I'll sleep those 2 nights. That's another 16 hours. Right?
No, hang on.
That's another
no.
Twisted logic, just go
it doesn't
away.
Work because you've already counted the 24 in your 3 days times eight.
You've got to go with it, okay? Right. So that's another 16 hours. That's brilliant. It's 40 hours gone. Right. Amazing. Right?
Forward.
So that's 32 hours left.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So out of that then...
You play Xbox for about 24 of those hours.
No, I won't. You're just being pathetic now. At least I'm allowed to sit on my own sofa. paint the skirting boards, have you? Paint the skirting boards. You're telling me to get a life. You're painting skirting boards all day. Loser.
It's better than playing Xbox all day.
I didn't play it all day yesterday, actually. I also watched Spooks and The West Wing. So, to you.
Yeah, you're not sad.
Smart ass.
Is that Series 5 of West Wing?
It's the one that's on E4 at the moment.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well done.
It's better than going outside and meeting people.
That's much more of a life than painting skirting boards.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, so 32 hours. And then how much of that, you know, do you spend kind of watching TV? Like, EastEnders is half an hour, so you might watch that, you know, twice. So that's an hour gone. And then some of the Pops and something else, and then the West Wing. Before you know it, it's merely a few hours.
So when are you planning to start? Monday?
When Rachel's back.
Yeah, good idea.
Mm. When's she back?
Monday.
Right.
When I'm back on days.
I might start Tuesday. I might start when I go to bed Monday night.
After the Leeds game.
Yeah. Because when I did the detox last time, I started at midnight on James's birthday.
Why don't you start just after a big meal?
Well, I did.
That will help you through.
I started in a pub. Actually, we were in a hotel bar. And I finished my beer and put out my cigarette and went, right, that's it. And I had a glass of water. right, pint of water, and went home. And then watched something on TV when I got in, and then went to bed. And woke up at like 11 o'clock the next day going, wow, that was easy, I've done 11 hours already. Brilliant, this detox a doddle. And I kept a note, I never told you this, I kept a note, like a little diary of how I was feeling and how many hours to go. And halfway through, the language is appalling. Appalling.
Surely that's going to be the best way to get through it, isn't it? Just to sleep through as much as you can.
Mm, you won't be using up as much energy, though, when you're sleeping.
Yeah, but you still get through it, though.
That's true. Okay, just on the subject of diets, right, from where I'm standing, you know you've tapped your foot in time to the music?
Yeah.
Right, well, your little belly goes up and down. Look.
Oh.
I can't get my eyes off it.
I'll tell you what also goes up and down as well. My foot in your arse.
Don't bully me.
Take your wristband off.
No.
Take it off.
It's my wing of shield of steel.
It's what? Your wing of shield of steel. Doesn't even make any sense.
That thing.
Give me your wristband.
No, I'm not taking it off.
Give me your wristband.
No.
Please pass me your wristband.
No.
Pass?
Yeah, because I'm not being a bully. Give me your wristband.
No, because that means I'm not immune then.
Take it off. Give it to me. Is it off?
It's off. It's there, look.
Right, listen, you lanky streak of human. Have a go at me with my belly, you grey-haired old man. Right, go and put the kettle on and do something useful, you pathetic, slimy individual. Where's your wallet? Give me your money.
You've got any money.
And you've got funny-looking eyes.
Thank you.
And shave your eyebrows. You look like one of the Gallaghers. And buy an iron, will you?
Give me
and take this wristband back. It's really sweaty.
Back on.
Is it back on?
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to open the lines for Car Park Cats, Phrase?
I'd love to. Thank you, Christopher.
Go!
The lines are now open for Car Park Catchphrase. Call 08700 100 100. You have to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Brilliant.
This is the last time that I was...
You love that, don't you?
I do love that, yeah.
Goldie looking chain, he knows I loves you. On Radio 1. Comes out in 2 weeks' time. What are you doing, Craig?
I'm looking at your screen.
What? Why?
Because I need the title of the music you're playing.
Bacon Shake.
I can't see it from where I'm standing.
This is Bacon Shake.
Thank you.
I never knew it was called that.
We've never said that before.
Bacon Shake.
Bacon Shake. Bacon.
Yeah, as in bacon.
What?
Bacon.
As in snoring.
As in pigs.
Right. And shake, as in and vac, and put the freshness back. Do the shake and vac and put the freshness back. If your carpet fresh, smells fresh, your room just too ooh. I can't remember that.
With bacon.
No. Yeah. For that Keenan, this is the last time you can listen again to their Maida Vale set. For Joe Wiley at Radio 1 Online. Top of the Pops tonight, BBC One, 7:30. Massive lineup, including Destiny's and Eminem and Robbie Williams. And I'm going to be popping on to announce the full lineup for this concert that we mentioned this morning. It's happening Sunday, December the 12th, in London. Top of the Pops and Radio 1 putting on a big pop concert, Shepherd's Bush Empire, with Razorlight, McFly, Kylie, and other people that I'll mention later on tonight on the telly. 7:30, BBC One, Top of the Pops. Just before EastEnders.
Everyone's talking about it.
On tonight's Top of the Pops, Robbie Williams is in town and Eminem. I'll blow a nose. Oh, yes. So what am I going to do on Monday night? Will Young has invited me to see him in concert, but Leeds play on the telly. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
I think you should go and support Will, because he's a very big supporter of ours. He always comes on the show whenever we invite him. He likes the show. He comes in. He bought in the single for Do The Next Christmas this last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I think you should go to his concert and support him.
I know, and I get on very well with Will, and he texted me and said, you know, I'd like it if he'd come to the show. That said, though, it's Rotherham Leeds United on Sky Sports.
Sky Plus, and turn your phone off.
But yeah, but then when am I going to watch it?
As soon as you get home.
I'm up at 5 in the morning. So I won't be back from... Mind you, I got my tickets today, there's no after show. And if there is, I'm not invited. I've got tickets. But... So, I wouldn't be able to watch it until after the show. By then, I'd know the result, wouldn't I?
No, Alan's right. If you turn your phone off and you go, like, get in a cab...
No, but hang on. What Chris is saying is the fact that he won't be able to watch you when he comes in because it'll be too late, and then the only opportunity to watch you will be after the show the following day, by which time you will have heard the result by Carrie on the Sports Bulletin.
I got it. Somebody watches the game for you, right?
Like me.
Really?
Leeds? Oh, no, forget
okay. And note down the time that he has to stop Sky Plus. So you can fast forward it, and when it gets to 12 minutes, you play, and you can see whether it's a goal or whether it's just a penalty or something. Then you fast forward again until the next bit, so you actually get to see what happens.
You really don't understand football at all, do you?
That makes sense to me.
Even I know more about football than you do.
That's fine.
Right, so Dave goes, you want to watch 22 minutes in and 73 minutes in.
Yes.
But then I know that there are two goals.
It might not be a goal, it might be against you, it might be just a miss, a penalty.
It's basically homemade highlights.
You still get excited. I like that idea.
No.
Doesn't work like that, football. No.
Doesn't it?
No.
No. I don't know what to do. Maybe Will could tape the gig for me, drop a video around to mine, and I'll watch it before I go to work Monday morning. How about
give me a baseline. Maybe you'll know the results in the morning.
The results
I wonder what
gigs.
Song.
What is from the news?
Check. Well, make the news.
Shut up. Take that wristband off again.
No.
Nelly and Christina, tilt your head back.
I like that.
It's a good record. Right, Scott Mills played that ages ago. When we were on holiday. All right, so help me out, please. On a text message, please. It's 81199, Radio 1's text number. 81199. And if you think I should go see Will Young in concert, I do like Will Young, and he's my buddy, and he's invited me. If you think I should go see Will, just send me a text saying the word Will. Which is W-I-L-L, by the way, in case you're confused on it.
I knew that.
Well, but if you think I should not go and see Will and watch the football instead, because Rotherham and Leeds are on the telly, then send a text message saying football to 81199. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Will or football, 81199, and whatever it says, I will do. Maybe. No, I will. Maybe. Will or football, 81199.
Will Young Clark Carlisle? What do I do?
Do you know what I mean?
Not often said in the same sentence.
Leave right now, leave 5 minutes before the time. I don't know, whatever. Will or football, 81199. Oh wow, look, 31 text messages already. It's one of those very popular features.
31?
What?
31.
I'm telling you. Right, coming up, Michael Gray The Weeknd, Foo Fighters All My Life, Car Park Catchphrase. Let's get news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 9:32.
Suspensions after mass bullying at a Dorset school.
And the Toon Army marches on in Europe. BBC
One. Just gone 9:36.
I got a text message from Sophie. Which simply reads, we will be going to see Will Young, mister. Now, how about a compromise? What if Will Young sings on his on the encore, Marching On Together? That'd be great. Be up for that.
He won't do that.
He might do for
he
me.
He won't do that.
He won't do it, no.
What about taking producer Marching Will to the football?
What?
Then you kind of, you know, you're ticking the Will box and the football box. The Will football box.
Right, it's I'm not going to see grey-haired Will Kinder in concert. It's Will Young, you do.
No, take Will with you to watch the football.
Will Young?
No, Will, producer Will.
Right, no.
Okay.
Just that means I'd spend a night with Will.
But I know you, and I think you'll probably go to the football anyway.
The whole thing is academic.
Why do you say, hang on, why do you say that?
I just think you will.
What do you think I'm going to do, Carrie?
I think you're going to go to watch the football, but what you could do...
See, I meant to go to see Will Young with my lady.
The decision has been made. Sophie wins.
But you could ask Will Young to put up a separate screen. So instead of getting close-ups of him singing, you can get Leeds United.
Yeah. Some fella's taking Will, you know, his kids to see Will Young, is going, Will Young looks a lot like Brian Dean. So far, Will Young is winning. 59%, so there's not much in it.
Mm.
Should I go see Will Young in concert on Monday night, or should I go to see Well, go to the pub and watch the Rotherham Leeds game on the telly. Can I just say, by the way, Will Young hasn't bothered texting in. So he's obviously not that keen for me to go. And if that's the case, you know, why should I give up my beloved Leeds for him?
Perhaps that should be the decider. Who texts first, Leeds player or Will?
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But I don't know any of the Leeds players who've got my number.
That may be a problem.
Yeah.
Ex-Leeds players or Will?
Yeah, there you go. Ex-Leeds players will do. Brilliant. 81199, we'll play two more records, then whatever the result will be, that will be, right? If you think I should go see Will Young on Monday night, text Will to 81199. If you think I should go to the pub and watch the football, text football, right?
Maybe it should be Will or your mate Gerald. He could text you.
What?
Gerald.
Gerald Kavner.
Kavner.
Yeah, you never know.
He might text you.
Yeah, he might do.
He would well us enjoy a game of football.
He's not the fella from Steptoe and Son. He doesn't talk like stupid though at all. He talks like a sensible human being.
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be slightly higher.
Slightly higher. Will or football? 81199, text now.
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be slightly higher.
Foo Fighters and All My Life.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Somebody always ends up clapping after the break. Is it you,
Dominic?
I clap on the break.
Right.
No,
okay.
Do that.
Okay, fine. Morning, Roy Walker. Oi, Roy, are you there?
Good morning.
I just said good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very fine, thank you.
I have to say, Alan's getting above a station.
Oh, sorry, Roy.
Oh, dear.
You in a bad mood today?
He's in there.
I'm good, thanks.
Really, I don't think you are. Why don't you come out for a drink with me tonight
and
I'll cheer you up.
I can't think of anything I'd like to do less.
See yourself, then.
Why won't you go out for a drink with Alan to one of his favourite bars?
It's not really my sort of thing.
Right, okay, fine. Anyway, nice to see you, and I hope you have a lovely weekend and all that, so... you're a very, very lovely man.
Well, of course.
Of course, right. Dominic, do you want to say anything?
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You will obviously be familiar with the world of reality television and Pop Idol and pop stars and all that sort of stuff.
Well, of course.
Absolutely, Simon Cowell and that lot. Mm. If you were on there too... And you were the main one of those. In a way, what would you say?
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Hey! Very good. Thanks very much for playing along.
Dave, do you want to say hello?
No.
Okay. Alan, do you want to say hello?
No, he's rude.
Will, do you want to say hello?
No.
Yeah, I think talk to Roy.
Do you reckon?
Because it's your last day.
I never know what to say to him.
Good morning.
Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
How are you?
It's Friday, so life is good.
It's a very nice shirt you're wearing, by the way.
Well, of course.
I love these chats we have, Roy.
Shut up.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going now.
Oh, dear. Josh, do you want to say hello to Roy?
Morning, Roy.
Get on with it, Chris.
All right, then. Fair enough.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Katie and I'm from Lincoln!
Yay! Are you excited, Casey?
I am very excited, Chris.
Woo woo indeed.
Yeah, are you taping it?
Yes, we've got a friend taping it for us.
Yeah, it's sado. What a loser.
It's the highlight of our day.
Yeah, you should get out more. Where are you, Casey?
We're in the car park at De Montfort University, just waiting to go in for a lecture.
What lecture have you got?
Professional development.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious, that course.
Sounds dull.
It's brilliant.
Who's in the car with you?
Just some friends from work.
Right, what do you do? What's your work?
I'm a trainee probation officer.
A trainee probation officer.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And who's with you?
It was Charlotte, Tammy, Katie, and Claire.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're overloaded.
Yeah.
Have you been out all night drinking, love?
No. This is just stone cold sober. You know, it's pure adrenaline. You can hear.
It doesn't smell like adrenaline. You know what I mean?
Like meths.
What do you think, Roy?
She sounds lovely.
She sounds drunk. Let's be honest. You know what I mean? Very giggly, aren't you, Casey?
I am, yes.
Yeah. So what are you driving?
We're not actually driving at the moment, but we're in a Ford Focus.
Nice wheels.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Can you just tell your drunk, cackly girlfriends to shut up?
I've got to tell you all to shut up.
There you go. Tell you.
Crikey. What? This is painful.
I know it is, Roy, but you've got to move on. All right, let's hear your horn, Casey.
Let's hear the horn.
Well, maybe you even found it. Right, good. Hang on there, then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from? Oh, no, sorry. What's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Helen and I'm from Chapman.
Hey! Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. How are you, Helen?
I'm fine, thank you, and you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you very much.
Good.
So, yeah, good. So she was a probation officer, the other girl. I don't think she should get the job, please. And what do you do, Helen?
I'm a psychiatric nursing assistant.
Brilliant. Oh, we're going to have loads of laughs, aren't we? Lord. I used to work in a mental hospital.
Did you?
Yeah.
You used to work there, or you were a patient there?
Well, actually, I did hospital radio in a mental hospital.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Supreme.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Is that true?
What?
Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know if mental hospitals are the right phrase. I don't want to be offensive or anything. I don't think... What would you call a hospital that would do that kind of hospitaling?
A psychiatric hospital.
Is that what it would be?
Yeah.
Yeah,
psychiatric
okay.
hospital.
Sorry, I didn't mean any offence by using the word mental. It was fine. It was all right. We were cracking studios.
Did you have a list of songs you couldn't play?
Not really, but you would use your intelligence, and I'm not going to run through a list
right
now,
Alan. I can
think
of one.
Yeah.
Okay, the band, the Aussie band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Live it up.
There's a few, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can play Crazy, 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 Crazy Nights either. Because there was a fellow in the ward below who actually thought he was a knight. Like, we called him Arthur. Anyway, it's all irrelevant. Helen, what are you driving?
Vauxhall Cavalier.
Nice wheels.
And
let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear your horn.
Oh, it's ever so quiet.
Have you got your window wound down?
Yes.
Liar.
I have
nice. Yeah, I thought so. Let's hear it now. That's better.
Two tone.
Casey, let's hear yours again. Man, you're on top of it. Let's whoop for no reason whatsoever. Casey, are you ready?
I am, yes.
Helen, are you ready?
I sure am.
Please win.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catch Riz.
All right, eyes down, lock in. Here we go. Ooh. Right, here we go with your first Car Park catchphrase. That's what he does. He's not doing it. All right.
Okay. Right then, here we go with your first Car Park catchphrase.
It doesn't matter. Mr. Fish is working as a pilot for Great Britain Airways on a flight to New York. It looks like there's been an incident of food poisoning, and they've got to work out which members of the crew have had what. The captain and the first officer both had fish, so they're okay. It looks like Mary, the chief stewardess, had lamb. And that's why she's not... Who was that?
Helen.
Yes, Helen?
Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb.
You're right!
Genius. Absolute genius, Dave.
That's my favourite one, I think.
And, of course, who's flying the plane? Captain Fish. Right, none to you, Casey. One to Helen. Oh. Here's another one.
You're both back in play. Here's another Car Park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish has got problems with his guttering, and he's got the ladder out to try and investigate. Looks like there's a blockage. But Mr. Fish has got to work out where it is. So he's got the drain pipe open, and there looks like there's some kind of rodent stuck up there. Yeah, he's having a look now, and... was that Helen again?
It was.
Was that also Casey going, oh, God, not again? Yes, Helen?
Up a
drain pipe like a rat.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
What is it, Casey?
Like a rat up a drain pipe.
You're right!
Yay! Drain pipe with a rat in it or something? Is it a rat smoking a pipe? Right, it's one apiece. Whoever gets the next one right is the winner.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is working as a beekeeper in an organic honey factory.
She's going to repeat everything you're saying.
Yeah.
Word, if you will, for word.
So, once again, Mr. Fish is working as a beekeeper in an organic honey factory. He's working with his friend, Brian. I'm just trying to see if she's going to repeat that. It's not actually part of the clue. All the bees have got names, like Duke and Tim and Beauty. It's all a bit weird. But it looks like Beauty's got lost, and they can't work out where she is. And they're just checking the bee holder now to see if Beauty has flown into his eye. And there you go. As luck would have it, yes, the bee is hiding in the actual bee holder's eye, which is ridiculous. It really is ridiculous that this bee, who's called Beauty, is trapped itself in the eye of, like, the man in charge of the bees, the bee holder, if you like. Who was that?
That was Casey.
Yes, Casey.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
You're a winner. Yay! You see, Helen, you see?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, just, you know, beaten by those thickos as well. How embarrassing.
I know.
All right, bye.
Bye.
There you go. Well done, Casey.
Thank you.
I bet you've never won anything in your life before.
I've never won anything before in my life.
Yeah, I wouldn't put money on you winning out again much in the future. But that said, well done.
Thank you.
You and Tammy and Sammy and Clammy all did very well.
Clammy,
I don't know. And is anybody want to say hello to before we cut you off?
Yeah, can I?
Bye.
Bye. Right, thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. He's waving.
Results from the big text poll. Should I go see Will Young in concert on Monday night with my girlfriend? Or should I go to the pub to watch Rotherham versus Leeds United on Sky Sports? 56% say Will Young. So I'm off to Will Young Monday night, everybody. You better update me with the scores, otherwise there'll be trouble marching on together and all that. Have a great weekend. Good luck to Leeds for Monday. Whatever you're doing, have a great night. Top of the Pops tonight, 7:30 BBC One. Goodbye! The Chris Morris Show.